Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This is just a reminder too, before I begin, that after worship I will stay for coffee and fellowship. And so if you have any words in Spanish you're curious about and want to come and ask me to translate, please take the time to do that. Up to two, just two. No, I'm kidding. So please come and I will be happy to answer any questions and just be delighted to have some fellowship and in conversation with you. Desde que el pastor David y yo decidimos intercambiar domingos, he estado anticipando con mucha alegría este día en el cual me congregaría con ustedes, mis hermanos y hermanas, en la iglesia del Salvador aquí. Ever since Pastor David and I came up with the idea of switching Sundays, I have been looking forward to great joy to worshiping with you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, here at our Savior's. To share a bit about my journey, preach the good news of God's love for the whole world, and God's mission to reach the unchurched. But before I continue, how did you feel when I spoke to you in Spanish just a moment ago? Some of you could maybe, what? Muy bien, excelente. Very good. So maybe you could make out one or two words here and there. Maybe going back to 20 years or 10 years ago when you took Spanish in high school or college, right? Or maybe that year of mission that you did in Guatemala or Honduras, if some of you have done that in any of the Spanish-speaking countries. But did most of you feel confused or maybe elbow, well, it wasn't long enough, but maybe elbow to the person next to you and wonder, is she going to preach the whole sermon in Spanish? On the flip side, did you feel relieved when you could finally understand what I was saying again? Well, I remember when my family and I moved back to the United States. I was born in Pennsylvania of Colombian parents. I had lived in Bogota, Colombia for a good part of my childhood. At 19, I returned to the U.S., this time to Sioux City, Iowa. Do we have any people from Iowa? All right, one! Okay. So from Sioux City, Iowa, speaking very little English. I had almost didn't understand any English. I felt confused most of the time. Someone had told us, my family and I, about a Lutheran church who worshiped in Spanish. On the first Sunday, when we attended El Renacimiento Lutheran Church, I felt a sense of relief when I walked into the church building and that I did not have to attempt to translate in my mind what was being said to me. I was warmly greeted by a church member in my native language. Shortly after the service started, we sang a familiar song, Alabaré, and other familiar songs. I was comforted by God's promises and the Word of God being read and preached without feeling lost in translation. Without my own expectations and pressure of English fluency. Folks, the reality is we live in a rapidly changing context. One of my parishioners here in Everett has said that the school she teaches has 29 languages spoken among her students. So I'm sure it's not the first time you hear that. The United States now is one of the most complex and highly unchurched mission fields in the world. Few nations have both the large population and the wide range of racial, ethnic, and economic diversity that can be found in the U.S. in the 21st century. Interesting statistics, isn't it? Perhaps some of you work and attend school, shop at the same grocery store, or even exercise with neighbors of Latino or Hispanic, Middle East Arab, Russian, Asian, and other ethnicities. But our ears have grown accustomed to recognizing other languages. Since the 1970s, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America and its predecessors have experienced a slow but steady decline in baptized membership, as well as in worship attendance. This has led to an increasing need to start new ministries, new churches that reach out into the diverse settings and communities where Lutherans historically have not commonly been found, as it is among Latino communities. In the Gospel of Luke, we strongly hear, that's the gospel we've been on this whole year, the year C. We have been hearing of God's unconditional love in Jesus Christ for the world, God's love and preference for the marginalized, for the poor, the sick. People of God, this message is not just from some time long ago. Christ's love is for everyone, the churched and the unchurched. We hear of Christ's mission to transform, restore, release from all sorts of captivities, and heal God's beloved daughters and sons. We believe that God is already at work and desires to bless and save the world. Sisters and brothers in Christ, there is no place God will have us, you and I, Christ followers, go where God is not already there. Trusting in this promise, imagine. Let's use our imagination for the next portion. Imagine a church feeling excited about God's new mission among them. Faith Lutheran, just a mile down the street in the corner of Katy Road and Madison, has partnered with the Northwest Washington Synod to begin something that is called Parallel Mission Development. To begin a parallel Latino congregation. That is what Christ Church at Faith looks like. So there are some pictures that will be shown right now about what Christ Church looks like right now at Faith. Do you recognize some of those faces, maybe? Beautiful, wonderful people. Excited about worship, excited about the mission of God, but wondering, is there something missing? Should we be doing something else? Well, what this parallel Latino mission start means is I will serve as a pastor of Faith while at the same time beginning and developing this Latino congregation. Like many congregations, Faith was becoming smaller. Even thought about closing their doors last year. Thanks in part to a grant provided by our Senate, Faith has renewed their sense of mission. That includes their Spanish-speaking neighbors. Isn't that exciting? I get excited about it. In the same great building where Faith gathers for worship, another group of God's children will study the Bible, eventually will worship in their own language, have a sense of belonging, will taste and see the goodness of God in the bread and the wine. They will hear of God's claim on them in Christ through holy baptism. They will be comforted in times of tragedy. Imagine these sisters and brothers in Christ will know of God's love, forgiveness, and grace for them. As disciples, they will be sent in worship, just like you are at the end of worship, to proclaim God's favor on everyone they know and invite others to join their faith community. Through the English language learners class and other ministries, the folks at Faith feel God has been shaping them and preparing their hearts to engage and build relationships with their Latino and other neighbors. To understand that the building and the other resources belong to God. For God's mission. Do not belong to them, belong to God for God's mission. Imagine what this parallel Latino congregation could look like. The people of God growing in faith and discipleship. The picture that you're looking at right now is from Parroquia Emmaus or Emmaus Lutheran. This is a new ELCA Latino congregation in Racine, Wisconsin. They are doing so wonderful. They're reaching out to their brothers and sisters. They are all sharing in God's mission together. There's another one. See all the beautiful kids. Race, gender, it doesn't matter. We're all people of God, beloved children of God. So just imagine the wonderful smells of pozole, tacos, chilaquiles, chimichanga that will come out from the kitchen. Can you smell them? And that along with casseroles, fresh fruit, jello salads, pan of bars, pies, we will gather around the table to share in the good news of Jesus Christ, to share in good old Christian fellowship, speaking English, Spanish, maybe other languages, who knows? But most importantly, building community, sharing Christ's love for one another, embodying Christ's church. And by the way, I didn't grow up with these foods, but I love them. I grew up in Colombia, and the food there is very different. But what a gift, right? People of God, we believe God is at work in the world. If you can't tell, I'm super excited to be here, to have been called from Iowa to begin this ministry here. For what the Spirit is already doing in people's lives, and will continue to do to gather this faith community. As the Apostle Paul reminds us, we are one body in Christ with many members. One body. God's mission at faith, God's mission here at our Savior's takes you and me, all of us. In Luke, Christ even teaches his disciples how to carry on God's mission. Some of the things he says, follow me, Christ says, follow me. An invitation for us, people of God, to center our life in the Lord, trusting that God is already at work. We, you and I, get the privilege to join Christ in God's mission field and speak of what God is already doing in our lives, in our churches, and in the life of others. And so this is how God has been at work in my area. This week, I saw a soccer coach letting an at-risk youth know that her life is valuable. A young boy was learning the alphabet, the ABCs, with the help of his tutor. I've also seen God at work in a person who has been away from the church for some time, and now she found comfort in the words, Jesus loves you, and there is nothing you can do about it. What would you say? How have you seen God at work this last week? If we had more time, I would have you share with one another, but I will have you ponder. Think about it this week as you go into where God will take you this week, how God will be at work. Through Christ's death and resurrection, we are all beloved children of God. A God that destroys the walls we human beings built, liberates us from our bondages, restores us, and heals us to be open to God's redemptive work among us, to be open to the presence of Christ in another child of God, made in God's image.